This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say people have been hospitalized after Russian drone strikes on a port in Ukraine's Odessa region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Ukrainian Air Force says Russian forces fired 25 Iranian-made Shahed drones along the Danube River in the early hours of the morning, 22 of which were shot down by air defenses. Ukrainian officials have described the assault as part of a Russian drive to provoke a world food crisis. But Russia's defense ministry has said in a statement that the attack was aimed at fuel storage facilities used to supply military equipment. The attack on the seaport comes a day before Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan to discuss the resumption of the Black Sea grain deal that Moscow broke off from in July. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Some Mongolian Catholics and international devotees said they felt emotional after attending a mass held by Pope Francis on Sunday in Mongolia's capital.
Mongolia has a small people, like small population, so I had just seen him like very close, and it was too blessed to have him, and the God that truly sent him for us.
Just about the entire Catholic population of Mongolia, around 1,450, were in the same venue with Pope Francis for Sunday's Mass. The Mass was the religious highlight of the Pope's trip to Mongolia, a landlocked country with a population about 3.3 million, most of whom are Buddhists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants Eritrean migrants involved in a violent clash in Tel Aviv to be deported immediately, and has ordered a plan to remove all the country's African migrants. Sunday's remarks came a day after bloody protests by rival groups left dozens injured. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of revelers attending the annual Burning Man Festival in the western U.S. state of Nevada were left stranded in the mud after a severe rainstorm. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Attendees were being asked to shelter in place and conserve food and water. On Sunday, Nevada authorities said they were investigating one death. In a statement, the local sheriff's office said the death happened during a, quote, rain event on Saturday. Every year, more than 60,000 participants travel to and from the remote area in northwest Nevada, according to the event's website. Attendees gather in the temporary city to make art, dance, and enjoy community at a cost of $575 per person for a regular ticket. The festival gets its name for its culminating event, the burning of a large wooden structure called the Man on the penultimate night.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Taiwan has suspended flights, rail transport, and ferry services along with classes and outdoor events, and it's urging workers to stay home as a typhoon churns across the southern part of the island. The storm made landfall on the Pacific-facing East Coast Sunday afternoon. Among events canceled were a hot air balloon festival, outdoor concerts, and a baseball game. Mexican authorities have sent a message to the United States about the barriers at the U.S. southern border and the symbolism of the Berlin Wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Although President Biden ended the construction of his predecessor's border wall, there is still work underway at the San Diego-Tijuana border. And that's where Tijuana Mayor Montserrat Caballero has dedicated a monument of sorts, a 3-ton slab of the Berlin Wall. With the inscription, "May this be a lesson to build a society that knocks down walls and builds bridges." Remnants of the Berlin Wall, which divided the people of Germany, have been distributed worldwide, showing up in places like hotels, schools, transit stations, and parks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo warned China in interviews broadcast on Sunday the patience of U.S. business was wearing thin, saying American companies deserved, quote, a predictable environment and a level playing field. The two biggest economies in the world used to be each other's largest trade partners, but Washington now trades more with neighboring Canada and Mexico, while Beijing trades more with Southeast Asia. Raimondo has said U.S. firms face new challenges, among them unexplained large fines, raids on businesses, and changes to a counter-espionage law. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.